think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for so much for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, we're going to be profiling the New Works Virtual Festival, running from Sunday, October 18th through Saturday, October 24th, with all proceeds going to the Actors Fund. Joining me now is one of the producers of the New Works Virtual Festival, Kevin Pollack. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Ricky.
Hey, well, let's jump right in. What is the New Works Virtual Festival?
The New Works Virtual Festival is a new festival for writers to basically have a voice, and we want to include everything from the gamut for playwrights to submit to, not just limiting it to plays, but teleplays and screenplays. And basically give every writer an opportunity and a voice to share something. And so what we're doing is what we call 20 plays in 7 days. And we chose 20 plays, 20 works, I would say, out of over 700 submissions. And we're casting them with an array of stars from stage and screen.
And now you're one of the producers. Was the New Works Virtual Festival your idea?
It was mine and my my co-producer Jim Ault's idea. He helped me start zooming the movies, and when we started to bring Hollywood actors in, they asked me if we could do something original, and we didn't really have anything. So Jim and I butt our heads together and said we have to come up with something that can, you know, please people like them and other people that would want to do original works. So at first we were going to do a local, you know, new works thing. We didn't know what it was going to be. So we came up with a New Works Virtual Festival. So it'll be online. And then one of my best friends, Bart Chateau, is a Broadway star in his own right. He said he wanted to be involved, and once he got involved, it blew up bigger and bigger and bigger, and then now we have over 100 celebrities involved in these readings.
Wow. Now, how did you go about bringing it to life, this idea? You have the idea, and how did you cultivate it?
Well, we approached it from the starting point. How are we going to do this? How are we going to put this out there to get enough responses, you know? So what we did was I made a little poster on an app and advertised, hey, if you're interested, submit. You know, and there's just, you know, we didn't know what was going to come out of it. So we made an email for submissions, and I posted it in some groups for playwrights and whatnot. And in the first week of just doing this, like, excuse me, we didn't know how big it would be. We had submissions from over 200 people in a week.
Wow.
Just from ads on Facebook. Like, we didn't even advertise that for it. We didn't know it was going to happen. And from that, writers heard and then spread the word to other writers. Then we ended up on the New York City Playwrights Group and, like, on their website. And, like, we didn't really know where we were going to end up. So in the meantime, we were reading through so many plays. I mean, by the end, September 14th was our cutoff for submissions, and we had so many plays, over 700 plays to look at. So I had to put together a play selection committee of about 12 people, and all of us were reading plays. I mean, I had to have read 150 plays.
Wow. Time.
So all of us were doing our due diligence with all that, and then we were finally able to weasel it down to 20, which is a very difficult decision. But each selection is different in its own right, and it shines in its own right. And there's different topics. We have topics about race. We have topics about family. We have there's one about the Apollo 14 space mission. There's one about Oscar Wilde and Walt Whitman. Like there's different ones that we're choosing for a reason, which we hope the audience likes. I mean, after all, this is a benefit for the Actors Fund, and 100% of the proceeds is going.
Now, the virtual festival is going to include readings of 20 new plays, as you said. Can you tell us about a few of the titles that you'll be broadcasting readings of?
Sure. One of them we just filmed last night, which is called We the People, which is a semi-fictionalized account of the Constitutional Convention between Madison, Sherman, Franklin, Hamilton. So, you know, for fans of Hamilton or 1776, this is something that you'd want to see. So that was one. Another one we did is called Otherwise Engaged, G-A-Y Engaged. Oh. That's about a woman and her gay best friend, and she doesn't think she's going to find love. So her mom is a famous director. Famous Hollywood star, and they don't have the best relationship, and so she ends up falling for her mom's doctor when she's in the hospital later, and her best friend finds, you know, relationship in his own way, and so it's kind of like the best friend relationship and how each one finds a happy ending. And that one was funny because we actually had Madeline Franklin, who you know,
yes,
step in last minute for this one, and she absolutely blew me away.
And now, where can people go to find a full list of the plays being presented?
Well, we're partnered with Broadway World, so we're releasing press releases every week with them, but you can find out more information about it on our Facebook page, which is New Works Virtual Festival. We also have an Instagram, and we also have Twitter. So,
now, what was the criteria for cutting the 700 submissions down to 20? What were you looking for in those plays?
We were looking for things that stuck out to us. Were the characters well written? Were they well developed? Is there a good climax in the middle of the show? Is there a happy ending? Is there a sad ending? What grabs the reader's attention? Which, because if it grabs the reader's attention, it'll grab the audience's attention. And, you know, not only that, we're trying to make it visual. So we have to think about what can we bring to life? What stories can we actually bring to life through audio and video and these participants? So those are the things that we were looking at. What's important that's going on in the world? You know, what would mean something to people? So we looked at all those different aspects in choosing.
And I would assume you have both comedies and dramas?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And are there individual directors for each reading?
No. No, these are all cold readings.
Oh.
We get the celebrities, the scripts about a week in advance. They look it up and they come in and just fly with it on the go. And I mean, I sort of act like the director and I give them all direction before we begin. So sort of like how Zooming the Movies, I've always done the same thing where I'm my own director. But I think it's better that way without a director, because then you come in trying to impress all the other people around you.
All right. Now, not only do viewers get to enjoy new works by 20 talented writers, you've also amassed a number of Broadway and Hollywood heavy hitters as talent for reading these plays. Can you name some of the stars who are participating?
Oh, sure. Well, we have Oscar winner Marley Matlin. We have Marsha Mason. We have Tony winners Anthony Crivello, Shuler Hensley, Tanya Pinkins, John Rubenstein. Tony nominees Kevin Chamberlain, Robert Cuccioli, Carmen Cusack, Daniel Jenkins, Richard Kind, Liz Larson, Mark Kudish, Robert Torti, Judy Kuhn, Bruce Valanche, Jolie Fisher, and then we just filmed a play with Seth Rudetsky.
Nice. Now, how did you go about recruiting the actors for the New Works Virtual Festival?
Well, we have a casting director. Her name is Robin Karras. Robin Karras Casting out of New York.
Okay.
And she and I worked together. I brought in about 50 people just off of celebrities I knew throughout the years. And then she brought in the other half. And, yeah, I mean, we're still bringing more people in. Like, we're not even done yet.
Wow. And now, how did you hook up with the casting director?
Through one of the producers. Okay. He's worked with her before. So, him and one of my friends, they got her, and she and I started working together and casting this whole thing. Which is, in reality, we're sending out offers to over 150 actors.
Wow.
So, it's a lot.
Now, for those who want to check out this amazing New Works Virtual Festival, how do we go about viewing the play readings?
So, the play readings, so the festival will be October 25th through the 31st. And ways you can view it is we have a YouTube channel. So it'll be on our YouTube channel. It'll be on our Facebook page for New Works Virtual Festival. We'll be live streaming. As well as there will be an embedded link to view it on BroadwayWorld.com.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today we're visiting with Kevin Pollack, one of the producers of the New Works Virtual Festival. And Kevin, when is the New Works Virtual Festival running?
October 25th through the 31st.
Okay. And now all the proceeds go to the Actors Fund. Can you tell us a little bit about the Actors Fund?
Sure. The Actors Fund is not just for actors. It's an organization that is helping anybody out in the theater community, or the entertainment community, I should say. Emergency financial assistance, affordable housing, health care. And it's everybody that from, a writer in the theater to a stagehand to, a person that works at the theater, that's the custodian. It is anybody and everyone that is in the world of entertainment, behind the scenes workers. It's more than 17,000 people a year that they help. Professional actors are struggling, hard. I mean, they just announced that Broadway doesn't look like it's opening up till May of next year,
yeah,
or even June. So, actors need your help, that's, and they're, it's, they're living day to day. They don't even know. Now they have to switch, jobs. And it's so sad. So I really wanted to do something, and the Actors Fund have always been there for actors. So that's why we chose them.
All right. Now, what has been your favorite part of producing the New Works Virtual Festival?
I think the fun of just going into a blind cold reading with these famous people, not knowing each other, some do, and you just go at it, and, watching the magic come alive, and we bring the writers of every piece into our filming.
Oh.
And we get their opinion afterwards, and their faces after every reading is just like in awe. They're so thankful for seeing it brought alive, even though it's not on a stage. It's
wow.
On a Zoom, you know what I mean? But they're so grateful that we're doing this, and I'm just so happy that we're able to bring these works alive. And I think just doing that, excuse me, and I do interviews with some of the actors from each show afterwards, which you'll see in the broadcast, and just talking with them like regular, like I'm talking to you, and talking about life. It's just so interesting and so fascinating to hear what these people have to say.
Now, you said you've taped a few of them so far, and you're still working on taping. What have been some of the titles that just jumped off the page when you had the readings?
Oh, God. It's called Till Jason Comes. It's a play written by Dan Loria, who people know from TV and film as the dad on The Wonder Years.
Oh, okay.
He wrote a play, and it was fantastic, and it was just him, Broadway stars Ali Ewald and Leon Larkin, and it was just a beautiful story, but it just cuts to the heart like halfway through the play. And I mean, I brought the writer on board, and he's starring in it, so he knows the piece more than anybody does. And Dan just, he took it right off the page and just brought this character to life that it was just astounding. And it's like you see these people on TV and then you see them do a reading, and it's something completely different and really cool at the same time.
Is there any actors that you're working with on this that it's just been a dream come true to work with?
It had, you know, that's a good question. Yes. It was cool. We got to act with Santino Fontana. It was really cool to work with him from Tootsie and Frozen. And Richard Kind, I love working with that man. He is one of my favorite people in the world. He has always come through for me when I need help. And he's just one of the greatest actors I've ever seen bring anything to life.
What was the hardest part about producing the New Works Virtual Festival?
I would say the hardest part is everybody has their own job to do on our team. And I'm basically on the top making sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing to keep the machine moving. And it's been hard to keep up, you know, with a lot of things. But at the same time, things are slowly coming together as we move along. And, you know, sometimes the hard part of being in a Zoom call is, let's say an actor doesn't show up. You know what I mean? And what happened there? And what do we do? Because we have everybody else here. So we've had to bring some people in last minute. Like I said, Madeline.
Mm-hmm.
We brought people in last minute. Some of the producers have jumped on board. My wife, Catherine, has jumped on board, and I have done it too. So, I mean, luckily we're all actors, so we could just jump in at the opportunity. But I think that's the toughest thing is keeping everything balanced. And I've put on festivals before for many years, but in the world of music. So I haven't done it in the world of acting. So this is my first foray into it. And there's a lot that I'm learning as I'm going, you know, along with it too.
What are some of the music things that you've produced?
I produced a festival called Progtoberfest, which is a mix of progressive rock, psychedelic rock, classic rock, jazz fusion. It was a festival at Reggie's in Chicago. I ran that for 5 years with over 30 bands every year.
Wow.
So, I mean, the logistics are almost the same, you know, when you're figuring out schedules and coordinating. And so, but lucky enough, I don't have to do all that stuff that I had to do with that festival. I have a team. So it's a little easier for me this time around, but still a struggle as we're trying to figure out in our first year how this is all going to come together. But, you know, pieces are being put together and things are really jiving, so we're really excited for the viewers to actually watch this magic.
Now, right now, with live theater pretty much shut down, many groups are trying to develop virtual content. What advice would you give someone who wants to produce a virtual piece of entertainment like the New Works Virtual Festival?
If you want to do something creative and create virtual entertainment, I think it's great. I mean, I've been doing Zoom in the movies since the beginning of quarantine, and it entertains actors and audiences. But at the same time, writers want a voice, and whether you're friends with writers or know friends that are friends with writers that want to see pieces, you know, put up and see what it looks like, try it. I've done private readings with authors. And Richard Kind, you know, gracefully stepped in, and Liz Larson as well. And we just do it as private readings, and then we put it out there for people to view, and they love it. So I think now is a critical time where digital content is very important. And if you have the opportunity to create something, do it, because it'll help you out and it'll help other people out that are needing this, that are, you know, in this sad time for theater. If it's not outdoors, it's on Zoom, you know, and, you know, it's a good way to give back to your community and your friends, too.
Now, you've mentioned Zoom in the movies a couple times. For those in our audience who aren't familiar with it, can you just give us a brief rundown on what Zoom in the movies is?
Sure. It's a weekly series that I run basically on Facebook, and we get together a group of actors from all over the country, some out of the country, and read well-known movie scripts on Zoom, and we live stream them in the group so everybody can watch.
Now, do you anticipate making the New Works Virtual Festival an annual event, whether that be virtual or live?
Yeah, we hope to after this year.
Okay. And do you have aspirations of producing other works, whether it be virtual or in person, or is this producing not your bag?
Oh, no, I love producing.
Awesome.
It's so much fun. This is only my second event that I've literally produced, or second festival. So I'd be happy to take on more. I mean, it's a pain sometimes, but in the end, it's so much fun and you feel so accomplished.
Now, you're also participating as an actor, is that correct, in the festival?
Correct.
What plays are you involved in?
I'm in a play called The Secret Hour, which features Kate Loprest, who's done a lot of Broadway, and Vincent Rodriguez III, who plays Josh Chan, the lead on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on TV.
Okay. And what is the play about?
It's about this couple that are just trying to, you know, get along. And they have this next-door neighbor who's like this surfer stoner guy who's always getting in the way. And chaos ensues, and it's like a madcap kind of comedy. So I am the surfer stoner next-door neighbor guy.
Nice.
Coming to taunt them. And yeah, it's a fun, cute play we added in last minute, and the writer's really excited about it, and we're filming that today.
And who is the writer for that one?
Good question. I can't even remember off the top of my head.
That's okay. you're trying to keep track of 20 plays out of 700.
Yeah,
so.
The plays I can remember, the authors I can't.
Your wonderful wife, Catherine, is also participating, you indicated. What plays is she involved in?
She was in our opening, the first one we shot, which is called Happy Couples. So she actually she plays a couple roles in that.
Okay.
And that is about three married couples that are part of this family, and the guy who's sort of running it, I don't know, like Knives Out a little bit, like the main rich guy, he was going to give away billions of dollars to the one couple who could stay happily married the longest.
Ah.
And chaos ensues where they all try to ruin each other's marriage in the house. And it's a brilliant piece, and I can't wait for you guys to see that.
And then a friend of the show, Adam Jacobs, is also going to be a part of the virtual festival. What plays is he involved in?
I just saw him last night, and I'm seeing him again tonight.
Nice. Is he involved in a couple plays?
Yeah, he's involved in two. And I didn't even know this, but he lives 15 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
So we were like, whoa, no way. he was great. He was in We the People last night. He played Alexander Hamilton. And then he's in a play tonight called The Wicked Way,
nice.
Which is a family musical drama. I would say there's some music in it, so he'll be in that as well.
And in addition to producing the New Works Virtual Festival, you're also a popular Chicago-based actor and singer. Do you have any projects coming up you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Sure, I got a couple things coming up actually. October 23rd and the 25th. I'll be playing Richard Henne in the 39 Steps Alive radio play with Oil Lamp Theater. And the performances are held outdoors. socially distant, so you know audiences have nothing to worry about. I mean, they're going to be 27 feet from us. That's how far. So I got that coming up in a couple of weeks. And I have a new EP called The Other Side that'll be coming out in about 3 to 4 weeks.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about
iTunes,
that.
Spotify.
Tell us about your EP.
It's a new project that I decided, outside of my regular music that people know me for, the Newtown genre. And I wanted to do like a full-on pop EP. So this is like stuff that sounds like Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake, Michael Jackson, very much that style. And it's three songs, and it's being produced by Kind of Red Records in Chicago. So I'll be releasing it on that label, but it'll be released online everywhere, hopefully soon.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Today, my guest has been Kevin Pollack. We've been discussing the New Works Virtual Festival, which, Kevin, when does that run again?
October 25th through the 31st.
For more information, you can search New Works Virtual Festival on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and all benefits go to the Actors Fund. Kevin, did you have any parting words for our audience?
Make sure to tune in. You know, the Actors Fund needs your help, and these actors need your help. So look forward to seeing y'all on the 25th.
I hope you will all join me again next week for another fun-filled episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. In the meantime, I wish you health and happiness. Be good to each other. Thank you.